So you can put down the stage. The theatre has a few things to offer. And you're going to learn. You're going to learn what's the difference between the truth of life and the truth of the theatre. And you mustn't mix them up. You're going to learn how to express yourself in size. You're going to what we call the epic ideas. The reason for that is that man is eternal, and he will eternally be struggling with ideas. Always. He always has and always will. So you're part of this eternal struggle with ideas, and you're going to have to. Another thing that you're going to learn is to be the boss over yourself. Now, to be the boss over yourself, it's not such a good, not really such a good thing, because it means work. This is the hardest class that you're going to have. That is, the first class is the hardest, because it's going to mean, in the beginning, and I told the other class, what is difficult in this class gradually becomes the habit. The habit becomes easy, and then it's easy, it becomes mature. When you practice that scale, and until it becomes enjoyable, it's work. And in order to make you material for acting, you have to work, and you have to change a lot. Now, one of the things that has to be changed or has to be understood by you is this business of, I will be the boss over myself. In order to do that, I have to know what to fix. Now, how many people have problems? What are they? Well, if I were to say to you, I'm afraid of the platform. I'm afraid to fail. I'm lazy. I have no habits of study. I'm insecure. How many people have these things? Yeah. Now, one by one, you must put down what bothers you. And if you tell me what bothers you, we will fix it together, because you cannot come with hang-ups. How many people can say, I'm terribly shy, I'm terribly impersonal, I'm afraid to express my emotions, I'm strange, I'm hysterical. I mean, you have problems, I know it, I look at you and I see a lot of problems. How many people are inhibited? What are the inhibitions? What do you mean by inhibitions? All right, let's start somewhere. Who's not afraid to tell me something that I think could fix what?
I'm just scared to overlook other people in general. Something like
to you. You are not you. You are what you come from. Now, what you come from may have caused this embarrassment. I come from something else. I have no embarrassment. Now, what you have to understand is that what your embarrassment doesn't have to stay. It is not good for your profession. You understand? Therefore, you have to develop a technique in life and all the time to go out. There, you say, now, if somebody were defecating in front of you, you say, gee, that's embarrassing. It is. If somebody were trying to rape a little girl, you say, gee, I'm embarrassed by their immorality. Nobody's doing anything to you and you're embarrassed. That's crazy. You understand? That's not the norm. So your embarrassment is a habit. There are two kinds of habits, good ones and bad ones. For the actor to be embarrassed because you have to greet or be out, look what you're doing, you want a whole world to look at you, and yet you want to be embarrassed. Your reason for going on the stage is to comfort them. Nobody on the stage isn't embarrassed in the beginning. And they go on the stage in order to say, I'm braver than you are. You're not brave enough to be up there, and I am, because I'm not embarrassed to show myself. Who understands? 9 people out of 10 in the beginning suffer from this withdrawal, and they find a way to conquer it. And the way to conquer it, did you ever see a pianist get up? So he gets to the piano. And that's where he conquers it, through the piano. And you have to conquer it the way he does, by being up there and saying, I have conquered this foreignness to life. So what you want to do is change, to express your love of people, your closeness to people, by overcoming this embarrassment. Put down, to overcome your estrangement by wanting to be on the platform. That's where you overcome it. Do you know that I was so embarrassed, even when I was an actress, I wouldn't go to a restaurant. I was just embarrassed to be afraid. Now, I was not afraid on the platform, but I am, so I said, and I do today. Oh, there are so many people, and I'm afraid, and I don't want to go over. And just because I don't want to go over, I also, hello, I'm here because I'm afraid not to be. And I force myself. How many people understand?
Yes.
Make it happen. Don't let that distance which separates you exist in you as deaf people, because you mustn't be afraid of anyone unless they are gone. Unless they have a threat. Who understands? Otherwise, you must practice being close to emotionally going out. So, do you understand that he has told me something? Now, have I helped you? How many people understand, have his business of withdrawal? Raise your hand. Someone. But how many people think that you will go out and won't cover it with words, but the moment you're with other people, you'll go up and talk to them?